Good morning to each one of you. We welcome you to our services this morning. Glad that you're here and that you were able to make it through the weather to come to worship the Lord this morning. And our call to worship, I just wanted to point out a quick verse from, I've been reading through the book of Acts lately, and in chapter 11, verse number 23, this verse about Barnabas really stood out to me. Barnabas, it says in verse 22, then tidings of these things, or things that were happening with the Gentiles, came to the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when Barnabas came to Antioch, he had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. I was kind of stricken as I thought about Barnabas and thought about the situation that was going on here, that Jews were kind of being spread around, they were being scattered throughout, and they were taking the gospel with them. And suddenly the Grecians were hearing the gospel, the Gentiles were hearing the gospel, and they were beginning to believe, and there was perhaps many at Jerusalem or other places that were kind of skeptical. You know, is this really, are the Gentiles really allowed to believe? Can they have the gospel like we do? And they said, well, we're going to send Barnabas up there. Well, Barnabas is a unique man to me in the Bible. His name means the son of consolation. And when I think about Barnabas, I think about a person that was always looking for the good in others. He went up to Antioch not looking to, you know, what's wrong with these people? What's their problem? They can't believe in the gospel like we do. He was looking to help them. He was looking to be of a comfort, of an assistance, whatever the Lord would use him for. He was always looking to help. In verse 24, it says that he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. He was saved. He continued to believe. He trusted in the Lord and he wanted to help other people. But there were just quickly this morning three things in verse number 23. That he did. Three characteristics of him as he came to this. You know, I think about the Jews again. Many of them were upset. You remember what happened when Peter went and spoke to Cornelius? And he gave the gospel to Cornelius. And as soon as he got back to Jerusalem, buddy, they were standing there ready to just grill him, interrogate him. What are you doing over there with those Gentiles? What's going on over there? And he had to give his whole explanation and tell the story of how the Lord had sent him there. And so many of the Jews were skeptical. And it would have been easy for Barnabas to have that same attitude. But notice the three things here. When he came to Antioch, the first thing says that he had seen the grace of God. His search, Barnabas, as he approached these people, not really knowing what the situation was, just hearing things, his search was for the positive, not for the negative. He was looking for, and almost as if he was hoping, to find God's grace in people. He witnessed it himself firsthand. You know, he wasn't looking, going up there looking for the problems. I'm going to get up there. And I'm going to find all kinds of problems with these Gentiles. And I'm going to go tell the guys back in Jerusalem, we'll take care of this. They can't be doing this. He wasn't looking for the negative. He was looking for, I hope God is working in these people. I hope that God's grace is coming to them. And he was so excited to see that God's grace was there. His favor was bestowed upon these people. As he came to this situation, he had an open mind looking for the good instead of looking for the bad. I thought of that in contrast to Jonah, that our pastor has been talking about Jonah on some of his evening messages. And Jonah was what? He wanted Nineveh to fail. He wanted them not to repent. And then when they did repent, he got all mad and upset and went out of the city and pouted. That was a complete contrast to Barnabas. He said, I wanted to see God's grace in these people. He was looking for the good. He wanted God's grace to abound. Another thing, verse 23, that goes right along with it. First of all, he saw the grace of God in them. Secondly, he was glad. Oh, whoa. He was happy that the Gentiles were accepting the gospel. And I'm sure many of the Jews that were still kind of stuck in their Judaism, and maybe some of the Judaizers of the day were, those Gentiles don't need the gospel. We're the ones that have the gospel. They don't need to have that. But Barnabas was totally different. He was glad that they had accepted the Lord. He wasn't envious at them. He wasn't upset about the situation. Being upset, I read one man that wrote this. He said, being upset about God's grace is not the mind of Christ. Being upset about God's grace is not the mind of Christ. Are we happy when we see spiritual victories in others? Spiritual victories for ourselves, perhaps, even as well? Or do we get upset, bitter, envious, mad, and start complaining and murmuring about those things? I kind of think of that as the elder brother syndrome. Remember the prodigal son? And he came home and he had the fatted calf and a great feast, and the younger brother had gotten right and repented, and that elder brother was just all mad and upset. He wasn't glad at the grace of God. Then a quick third thing here at the very end of the verse. He saw the grace of God. He was happy about it. And thirdly, he exhorted them that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Not only did he observe some things, And he was excited inwardly and happy about the grace of God, but then he went a step farther and said, I'm going to do whatever I can to help these people. Because he had the right approach from the very beginning, that he was looking for God's grace, he was looking for God's working and looking for the positive, he then acted. He determined that he would exhort them, that he would help them, that he would encourage them to cleave unto the Lord. You know, many times our mouth gets us in trouble, our attitudes get us in trouble, and we find ourselves not encouraging people to cleave unto the Lord. Now, that word cleave means to remain, to be faithful, to obey the Lord, to continue with God. When was the last time we encouraged someone to look to the Lord, look to the one who's faithful to us, stay with the Lord, stick with Him, cleave unto Him? He's not going to fail you. That was what Barnabas's ministry was. That's what his heart was. And I hope that we see God many times doesn't work where we expect it. The Jews were thinking, boy, this is the gospel has come to us, and they maybe didn't really expect that the Gentiles were going to get it too. God many times works that way, but what is our reaction going to be? Is our reaction going to be one of gladness like Barnabas had? One of encouragement? One of exhorting? One of helping them to obey and cleave to the Lord? Or one of anger and bitterness and upset maybe that I wasn't the key person involved in this? Or, you know, our attitudes and mindsets so many times stand in the way of God's blessings. I just encourage us as we continue to live our lives with the Lord, as we fellowship with our fellow believers, our Christians here that we have in our church, that and those that we know outside of our church as well, that we would focus on the grace of God, that we would be glad to see examples and the benevolence of God in the lives of people that would make us glad and encourage us to exhort them as well, edifying each other in the Lord. That was what the heart of Barnabas was, and I hope the Lord gives us that heart this morning as well.